Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Now today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a woman by the name of Annie Easley. And Annie Easley was an African-American computer scientist, mathematician, and rocket scientist. She worked for the Lewis Research Center, now the Glenn Research Center of NASA, and its predecessor, the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA. She was a leading member of the team that developed software for the Centaur rocket stage and one of the first African-Americans to work as a computer scientist at NASA. Now, as we do with every episode of Everyday Black History, we're just going to do a little background information on her. Now, she was born April 23rd, 1923 in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, as we know, in the days before the Civil Rights Movement, that educational and career opportunities were very limited to African-Americans here. And she knew that because of, you know, segregation and African-American schools being inferior to white schools, she knew especially based off what her mother instilled in her, that she could be anything she wanted to be, but that she had to work very hard at it. And her mom encouraged her to get a good education, and she took that to heart. And she graduated valedictorian of her graduating class from Holy Family High School. After high school, she went to New Orleans to Xavier University College. At the time, it was an African-American Roman Catholic university. And she majored in pharmacy for about 2 years there. In 1954, she returned to Birmingham for a brief period in time. And during those times, the Jim Crow laws that were established in the South to maintain racial inequality required African Americans to pass a literacy test and pay a poll tax in order to vote. And she stated that when she came to take her literacy test, that the test giver looked at her application and said, "You went to Xavier University, $2. Basically, you know, she didn't really care that she had an education, especially at a good college. She still, you know, she still was forced to pay the tax and have to take the test. But she was able to help other African Americans take the test and prepare the test and pass the test. Shortly after that, she married and moved to Cleveland with the intention of continuing her studies, but the local university had ended its pharmacy program a short time before and no alternative existed. But in 1955, a major turning point in her life happened when she read a local newspaper article about twin sisters who worked for NACA, which was the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, as computers. And, you know, she liked the way that sounded, so she applied for the job. And within 2 weeks, she was hired, and she was one of four African-Americans of about 2,500 employees that worked for NACA. She began her career as a mathematician and computer engineer at the NACA Lewis Flight Propulsion Laboratory in Cleveland, Ohio. And while there, she continued her education. And in 1977, she got her Bachelor's of Science degree in mathematics from Cleveland State University. And as a part of her continuing education, she worked through specialization courses that was offered through NASA. She worked there for 34 years, developing and implementing computer code that analyzed alternative power technologies, supported the Centaur high energy upper rocket stage, determined solar, wind, and energy projects, identified energy conversion systems and alternative systems to solve energy problems. Her assignments included studies to determine the life use of storage batteries, such as those that were used in electronic utility vehicles. And her computer applications have been used to identify energy conversion systems that offer the improvement over commercially available technologies. She retired from NASA in 1989 or 1991, depending on the source, but she retired there after a lengthy career. Her work with the Centaur project helped as technological foundations for the space shuttle launches and launches of communication, military, and weather satellites. And her work contributed to the 1997 flight to Saturn of the Cassini probe, the launcher of which had the Centaur as its upper stage. She also wrote several papers over the years on her expertise in computer science and mathematics, as far, you know, in NASA. And, you know, she contributed majorly, as we know from movies like Hidden Figures. There were a lot of black women that helped with the space launch. And she's just, Annie Easley is just one of them. We're going to highlight the rest of them on future episodes. But Annie Easley, we wanted to thank you for your contribution to black history and black culture. And we salute you for it. And that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. You know, please tune in, as we always have episodes where we, you know, highlight black achievements and men and women and people of the whole African diaspora, you know, Afro-Latinos, Africans, black Americans who contributed to black history and black culture, and provide an example for, you know, many generations. So tune into the next episode.